Ask any author and they'll tell you, writing a novel is no easy feat. From conception to publication, there's a lot that goes into the process. But what happens when you replace one author with a community of writers?
That's what happened in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Residents there recently completed work on their second community-written novel. It's called Dr. Vertigo's Circus Spectacular. Each chapter of the book was written by a different author.
Kelly Dwyer joins us now. She's a senior lecturer of English and creative writing at the University of Wisconsin, Baraboo, Sauk City. Kelly, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, as you mentioned, this is the second community-written novel that Baraboo residents have come together to create. Where did this idea of collaborative community writing come from?
Well, every year now for about 3 or 4 years, we've had Somerset Festival of the Arts, and it's all the arts, visual arts, performing arts, written arts, and we try and make it very integrated. So I was working on the literary committee of Somerset, and one of our other committee members saw an article in, I think it was American Libraries magazine, about another community that was doing a community novel, and we thought, oh, this would be great for our festival.
Well, tell us about Dr. Vertigo's Circus Spectacular. What's it about?
The general concept is a dying circus comes to a dying town. We didn't picture it as Baraboo. We pictured it as something maybe farther north, a little more isolated, a population of about 8,000. And we came up with the idea as a group last Somerset Festival of the Arts. So whoever came to that workshop really had input in deciding what this year's theme would be. And, of course, with our circus history here in Baraboo, people naturally thought about a traveling circus.
And how many writers have contributed to the novel?
Well, I teach creative writing, and that's part of the assignment we do over the course of the semester is to write a submission. And then we always get some from the community. So we have gotten a few more than we've been able to publish. But I think the first year was about 12, and I think the second year was maybe more like 15, 16.
And tell us a little bit about the range of writers. How experienced are they? Is there a range of experience?
Yes. We've had, let's see, I think one of the people who came up with the idea last time is a costume designer here in Baraboo, and she is retired, working in Baraboo. And one of the other people who came up with the idea was one of my students who's about 30 years old. We've also had students, you know, as young as, as young as high school submit. I think the youngest we've taken is probably 18, 19, all the way through retired. And, of course, the range of experiences and vision is just delightful, you know, as a reader and a teacher.
I'm really curious about the process of putting the book together from its conception to the publication. And to start out, I mean, you talked about the bare bones details that you began with at the start of the story. How much information are the authors given before they take off and write their own chapter?
I think it varied from the 2 years we've done it. We did it two different ways. The first year in 2013, we did Eminent Domain. And the premise was that a two-lane highway was going to become a four-lane highway in this town to get to the big city. And any businesses, churches, schools, houses, farms that were in the way would be bulldozed down and given money by the government. In that one, my creative writing students, who included community members, because I always have adult community members take creative writing. We really tweaked the concept throughout the semester, so by the time we were done with the concept in about December, ready to have submissions, we had tweaked it so that we decided, well, every business or house or church or farm will have a secret that's either going to be revealed or buried with the house. And I'm not sure we would have come up with that right away. So that's something that evolved through discussion that made it more interesting. The second time this summer, it was really just that initial meeting, and we never saw that original group of community members who came together to come up with a concept. So we didn't really have the luxury of tweaking the idea. I think that gave people more freedom, but I also think it made the collection a little less cohesive than the first year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious about that. How do you achieve cohesion and even a clear story arc when so many people are working independently and taking the story maybe in competing directions?
Mm-hmm. Well, we cheated a little because the community that first did this that we read about, I think, did it sequentially. And they published a chapter online, and then the next writer wrote a chapter, read that chapter, wrote it, and published it online. And we decided that that would be a little tricky for us because we really wanted to get a range of submissions rather than dictate, okay, you write this chapter, and then you write the next chapter. We really wanted it to be really a community project, and everyone could submit. And the way the other community had done it was they had really had to choose writers to submit because it was done seriatim. So ours is, I guess, a little more of a collection in that there are different styles, not a linear plot, although when we edited it, my student Candace Wade and I, we tried to think of some sort of progression in terms of before the circus, during the circus, and after the circus.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you see as the benefits of a project like this?
I do think it brings the community together. You know, at the Somerset Festival, we have all these great bands. We had Sexy Esther come. We have great theatrical performances, and those seem to always get a lot of people involved. And, you know, as wordsmiths, maybe sometimes we feel we're not among the sexier of the integrated workshops at Somerset. But this really gave everyone an opportunity to contribute. Everyone comes to listen to the reading. We kick off Somerset with a community novel reading. I think it's a great sense of community where you're just not writing alone. You need to work with other people a little bit.
In our last few moments here, how can people read the book?
It's on our website at UW Baraboo, and I'll send a link to that. And I also just want to mention quickly, our ideas for next year are either, they will be more of a collection than a novel. We're either thinking of Baraboo Ghost Stories or Palm of the Hand memoir, and I'll send a link to that workshop, which Baraboo does too. But we'd love to get the greater Baraboo-Madison community involved in giving us ideas or letting us know what they think of those ideas.
Great,
too.
And we will post that on our Facebook page. Kelly, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much.
That was Kelly Dwyer, Senior Lecturer of English and Creative Writing at UW-Baraboo, Sauk County.